Tuesday morning, just on the other side of 7:15, and welcome to it. If you're just tuning in, you're on the morning show with Mike in the Morning. Riding into our first interview of the Tuesday, and I love it because it's a real positive story. We're starting things on a strong positive note, and you might have seen something bouncing around on social media, a feel-good local news story about a local KZN-based marketing agency that has just taken top honors on an international stage, winning Best Development Marketing Africa, for the continent, at the International Property Awards in London. It's like a major achievement, not just for the agency, but for the KZN North Coast, where they are headquartered, and South Africa's property and creative industries as a whole, actually, if I'm being honest. Right now, to dive into the details of the story and to lift the lid on the whole thing, I'm joined by Stefan Buerta. He is the head honcho, the director, CEO of Rainmaker Marketing. That is the entity that I'm talking about. And Steph, I'm really chuffed to have you in the house for a Tuesday morning chat. Welcome to Radio Life and Style once again. And congratulations on such a cool accolade, hey? Are you feeling over the moon?
To be here as always, and thanks for having me. Yeah, no, it's exciting. It's a huge thing for us as a business, and we're very, very chuffed.
Man, this is something that I wonder if the average reader or listener realizes just what a big deal this is, because this is an international award that you've scooped. It is something that I really want to wrap my brain around. For those just catching this interview right now, set the scene for us. How much of a big deal is this? I mean, how highly regarded is this award?
So, I mean, yeah, I think context, we won Best Development Marketing in Africa for a campaign that we did for Salt Truck City together with the Devemco Group. And the International Property Awards is sort of the pinnacle of awards within the property industry. It celebrates people across all different sectors in terms of marketing and interior and architecture and development and sustainability and all those different components. And the awards are entered basically by any country that has property development within it, and then across the world. So the award ceremony, initially we had won best in South Africa in our category of Best Development Marketing, but then the winners went in each category for their country, then compete against the other countries within the continent. And there were a lot of entries from around Africa in terms of Kenya, and there was Egypt. There was a hell of a lot that was done, and there's actually a lot of areas of Africa where a huge amount of development is happening. And then those awards were last week in London, where all the different continental winners were announced.
That's incredible. I mean, and you were up against some really impressive competition. I mean, things are happening in Africa.
Yeah.
But the fact that you'd already beat some impressive competition on the local home front to nab it for South Africa, then going through and competing with the best in the continents, and, being judged, I'm guessing, by an international panel who really have their finger on the pulse of what's trending and what is world class. What an amazing achievement. What a coup. This must have now put you on the radar. I mean, you've already been on the radar in a big way, but this now has taken your profile, the Rainmaker marketing profile, into the stratosphere, I would imagine.
I think it is. It's a really big showcase, and especially at that event, you've got developers and people from all over the world. So we're currently doing work in 6 different countries at the moment.
So you're an international operation in that sense.
Yeah, we are. We've got quite a nice footprint around South Africa, and then yes, we're doing quite a lot offshore at the moment. But I think the exciting thing for us as a business was that we had won Best in Africa 2 times before. Once when we launched Mshlanga Arch in Mshlanga, and then the second time when we launched Salta Sabaya, where they did just over R1 billion on launch. And again, it's credit to the product and the developer, and you need all of those different things, and you need trust and you need everything. But the marketing space has changed so significantly in the last couple of years, and it's become unbelievably competitive, especially within the property sector, in terms of how guys have raised their games in terms of renders and AI and tech and prop tech and all the different things. And I think for us, it's been really cool because we've invested a huge amount into that over the last while. We really try to upskill staff. We really try to get the best staff from around the country. And I think that was the campaign was very component with lots of components around prop tech, visualization, online sales platforms, and a lot of lead qualification, which was AI driven. So it was very exciting for us because it was sort of a next step up, I guess.
And for the North Coast in particular, really exciting because the campaign that was your submission was a Salt Rock based development, which has been already a massive success thanks to your efforts and the campaign you put together. This was the launch of Salt Rock City, and a project that obviously impressed the judges in its full scope. Let's talk a little bit about the project and what made it stand out as an international competitor.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously one of the big things was the success that it all culminated in on launch day. We had over 100 people arriving and purchasing land, which in itself was a huge thing. But it was the fact that I think we are super, super passionate about the North Coast. And this was an amazing opportunity to create a campaign that was totally immersive with what is authentic to Salt Rock. Starting from the campaign in terms of imagery, all the imagery was authentic, all the imagery was very specific to that campaign. The beach activation, we did the beach takeover together with you guys.
You had a great local radio station involved.
Yeah, no, we did, as always. And a lot of it was local influencers, local personalities. And then across lots of different facets, all the way through to the online platform where you could purchase and visualize remotely. And we had a huge amount of participation from all the different local role players. Love Belita, all the different things that are sort of entities that are so passionate yourselves. And it really felt to me that it was like a proper collaboration. And I think that really came through in the entry. And I think I mentioned to you that the rating is out of 50, and you've got international judges who rate on innovation and all kinds of different things, tech and whatever. And our submission got 49 out of 50, which was one of the highest around the world. So, yeah, I think we're really chuffed about that.
That is such a coup, such an achievement. And you said before in other chats and interviews that successful property marketing doesn't sit in silos, and that integrated approach is so important. Would you say that that's kind of part of the Rainmaker secret sauce and something that that makes your marketing DNA a bit different? You have that sort of big picture, wide angle view of things?
I think so. I think it's super important. I mean, you can't try and create pretty pictures and nice brochures in isolation. It just literally just becomes sort of window dressing, I guess. So I think our biggest thing is starting with research right in the beginning in terms of helping a developer identify where the market is and what the product should be. And in this case, Devemco Group were unbelievable in terms of responding to that and creating a product around what the market is looking for. And that, to me, that is probably a secret sauce in a way, in terms of really not just taking a product on, being very specific in shaping and crafting the product. And then, yes, and I think, I think from there, how all the different elements tie together. But I think I've said to you, on the North Coast, we're unbelievably blessed with the quality of property development happening, the quality of property developers. And an award like this doesn't just happen from the marketing to them, but we just the supplier. It comes from the developer who's leading the way, the vision to back us and allow us to do what we think is best for the end game. And I think that's a huge component to the collaboration that needs to exist at that level.
Well, they say teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Yeah.
And we're all on Team KZN North Coast at the end of the day. We want to see this region shine and continue to thrive. And when it comes to you as a local agency, you know, intimately involved with lots of projects on the ground here, with your finger on the pulse, a win like this, from your perspective, does this kind of recognition have a halo effect for other stuff that you're involved in and for the region as a whole?
I think it's an awesome showcase for the region. It shows that what's happening at a regional level is up there with the best. And remember, obviously, we were competing against everything that's happening in Cape Town, where even in Cape Town is on a roll. And I think so. It was a really, really good showcase for North Coast. But there's so much good stuff happening here at the moment. And I know I always wax lyrical when I chat to you guys, but if you don't feel the momentum shift at the moment, I think you're removed from what's happening at the moment. I think there is so much positivity and so many macro factors that are playing into the role of the property space at the moment. Interest rates, hopefully be an announcement today where the interest rate comes down further. But there is proper sentiment. And if you look at what happened in December in terms of the volume of sales the guys are achieving across all the different states, it really, really, really bodes well. So I think KZN is really coming to its own. We went through, and I'm talking about the North Coast specifically, we went through a couple of hard knocks, as we know. But we're really bouncing back properly, and I think it's awesome to see.
That's the sentiment that I'm picking up in the air, and I'm glad that someone with the data to back it up, like yourself, can validate it. And 2026, there is lots on the go, lots of pots that are coming to the boil, and I want to know what's next for Rainmaker Marketing after scooping an award like this, after riding the high of this wave. Does it change how you think about the work that you're involved with or you're going to be tackling soon?
It does. I mean, we in a space now where we're working really, really heavily on tech in terms of various standalone platforms, which we are exporting at the moment. And I think what we've been really chuffed at, the more we've traveled, we realize that what is being done by South Africans in terms of development and the marketing and architecture and landscaping and all the different things is at an unbelievably high level, and it's very exportable. That's something we fortunately doing quite a lot of at the moment. But just, I think, really, really sort of evolving in terms of offerings. There's obviously so many different factors at play at the moment within every different spaces and AI and all the different things. And how do you merge that and evolve that, but still keep what is truly authentic to a campaign and making sure that the end result in terms of achieving sales for developer is at the forefront. But yeah, we are super, super bullish about what's happening here and the rest of the in the country. And yeah, it's exciting year ahead.
Man, and look, we know this is not the end of the conversation. You are a multi-award winning entity. There will be awards in the future, I have no doubt. But there's so many exciting stories that you're a part of that we're going to be chronicling and profiling during the course of this year. It's just really nice to be able to shine a spotlight on your agency, you know, working often tirelessly behind the scenes to put other great projects on a platform, and the fact that we've got this world-class property and destination marketing powerhouse here on the KZN North Coast, I think is such a win for brand, you know, North Coast, and for South Africa. So full marks, kudos to you and your hardworking team, Steph, because
thank you, man.
It's a lot of blood, sweat and tears going on in the background to pull off a massive international win like this, and you've done it a few times, as you've said. We'll be definitely keeping the lines tight. I know that you will be contributing, I believe, to some of our magazine offerings in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
Keep your eyes on the newsstands for upcoming Life and Style magazine. And if you're listening to this conversation, and maybe you've got a project in mind that needs a really world-class, integrated, 360-degree approach to marketing and launching it and bringing it to the right audience, well, rainmakermarketing.co.za. Check out the website. There's a fantastic and really insightful blog section where Steph's put together an incredible compilation of data and insights to really bring you up to speed on just how cooking things are at the moment. And Steph, thanks for being a regular voice on the station here, for giving us an insight into what's happening on the local property development scene. And full marks once again. We're going to pop a champagne bottle in the background and we'll be having you again for another chat real soon. What do you say?
I would love that. And yeah, thanks for always allowing me to come into your show and chat. And yeah, it's always a pleasure being here.
You're hearing it on your Tuesday morning, just gone 7:30. You're on Radio Life and Style. Back to the music right now.